Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
America has long been regarded as the land of opportunity. If you want to make a buck and if you've got the drive, the initiative, the commitment, you have the same opportunity as anyone else has ever had. All you have to do is be creative, work hard, and you might well be rewarded. There are a lot of things you can do to become an entrepreneur, or you don't have to become an entrepreneur. You can figure out any gimmick you can dream up. As of this summer of 2020, just a few months before the November presidential election, there's another way to make a buck. Write a book. Yep, write a book. Not just any book, but a book about Donald Trump. Make it salacious. Make it hateful. Claim you have secrets in your book that will make the hair in the back of your neck stand up. Claim that you just had to let the American people know the truth, the real truth about Donald Trump, things we never knew but only suspected. Former National Security Advisor John Bolton could have testified before Congress during the impeachment trial and revealed all the things he claimed to know about Donald Trump. Did he do it? No. Instead, he waited until long after that political drama played out and instead put it in a book. The mainstream media salivated as bits and pieces leaked out to the public about what Trump really said, what really went on behind the scenes. Bolton let it be known that he wasn't doing this for the money, but to let the American public know all about our president. Bolton also let it be known that he was not voting for Trump in his re-election bid. He no longer liked Trump. But hey, spend a few bucks and buy his book, and he'll let you know why he doesn't like him anymore. He's so sincere. Now Trump's niece is coming out with a tell-all book. She admits she smuggled a motherload of financial documents out of a law firm just to prove her point, to back up her claims. Mary Trump writes that in the spring of 2017, her doorbell rang. When she opened the door, a woman stood before her and identified herself as Suzanne Craig, a reporter for the New York Times. The reporter wanted to talk to Mary Trump about her uncle. She wanted to know how much dirt she could spill. Mary Trump writes that Craig gave her a business card and followed up with a letter reiterating her belief that she had documents that could help rewrite the history of the President of the United States. The niece writes that she became increasingly agitated as, quote, Donald shredded norms, endangered alliances, and trod upon the vulnerable, end of quote. So she says she picked up Craig's card and called her. There were a lot of personal reasons the niece turned against her uncle, but she certainly wanted him taken down. The book is coming out next week, and you can bet the mainstream media will pounce upon every word that makes the president look bad, whether the words and accusations are true or not. Meanwhile, Mary Trump is getting an untold amount of money for her Spill Your Guts tell-all. Now, what's very important here is that the New York Times reporter, Suzanne Craig, sought out Mary Trump for the purpose of rewriting the history of the President of the United States. The New York Times was looking for whatever they could find to defile President Trump's history and to make sure Joe Biden wins the election of 2020. The Times and their fellow mainstream media cohorts are all in bed with the Democrat Party, and they make no bones about it. They want to seek out whatever dirt they can on Donald Trump, whether it's true or not. They have an agenda. A very, very dangerous agenda. Get Republicans and Trump at any cost, even though the cost might injure our entire nation. Yes, America has long been regarded as the land of opportunity. If you want to make a buck and you've got the drive, the initiative, the commitment, and any kind of dirt on a public figure, especially a public figure hated by the establishment, you might well be rewarded. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.